This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. says North Korea has again provided Russia advanced weaponry for the war in Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says intelligence officials believe Kim Jong-un supplied Vladimir Putin with ballistic missiles and Russian forces fired some into Ukraine.
This is a significant and concerning escalation in the DPRK support for Russia.
At the same time, Kirby says Russia still tried to get close-range ballistic missiles from Iran, and partnerships like that must spur Congress to approve more aid for Ukraine.
Iran and the DPRK are standing with Russia. Ukrainians deserve to know that the American people and this government will continue to stand with them.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The Islamic State terrorist group claimed responsibility Thursday for two suicide bombings that killed 84 people in Iran who had gathered for a memorial at the grave of Revolutionary Guards General Qasem Soleimani, who was killed 4 years ago by a U.S. drone strike. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
In a statement on social media, Islamic State said two, quote, martyr brothers, unquote, headed to the gravesite of Soleimani in Kerman Wednesday in southern Iran and, quote, detonated their explosive belts amidst the crowds, unquote. The Sunni Islamic State group said the attack was, quote, by the grace of Allah, unquote, and part of its kill them wherever you find them campaign, targeting its enemies and others it considers infidels, including Shia Muslims in Iran. Soleimani, who headed the Quds Force, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard's foreign operations arm, was a staunch enemy of IS, a Sunni extremist group that has carried out previous attacks in majority Shiite Iran. IS last carried out an attack in Iran in October of 2022, killing 15 people at a religious shrine. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia and Ukraine have exchanged hundreds of prisoners of war in the biggest single release of captives since Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022. Correspondent Anna Chernikova reports for VOA from Kyiv.
230 Ukrainian prisoners of war returned home from Russian captivity after the largest prisoner exchange between Ukraine and Russia in 5 months took place on Wednesday. The previous prisoner swap between Ukraine and Russia took place in August 2023. According to Ukrainian officials, Moscow refused to continue the procedure after that. The prisoners freed on January 3rd included personnel from Ukraine's armed forces, territorial defense forces, National Guard, border guards, and a police officer, as well as 6 civilians, the Ukrainian coordination headquarters for the treatment of the prisoners of war reported. Anna Chernikova, VOA News, Kyiv.
An armed unmanned surface vessel launched from Houthi-controlled Yemen got within, quote, a couple of miles of U.S. Navy and commercial vessels in the Red Sea before detonating. Thursday's attack took place just hours after the White House and a host of partner nations issued a final warning to the Iran-backed militia group to cease the attacks or face potential military action. Vice Admiral Brad Cooper, who heads U.S. Navy operations in the Middle East, said it was the first time the Houthis had used an unmanned surface vessel, or USV, since their harassment of commercial ships in the Red Sea began after the outbreak of the Israel-Hamas war. A 17-year-old opened fire at a small-town Iowa high school on the first day of school after the winter break, killing a sixth grader and wounding 5 others as students barricaded in offices and fled in panic. VOA's Kim Lewis reports.
The suspect, a student at the school in Perry, died of what investigators believe is a self-inflicted gunshot wound, and at least one of the victims is a school administrator, a law enforcement official told the Associated Press. One of the suspect's friends, Yesenia Roder Hall, reacted after the incident.
He was hurting. He got tired. He got tired of the bullying. He got tired of the harassment. Was it a smart idea to shoot up the school? No. God, no. And I am mad at him for that. Lord knows I am mad at him for that.
Vigils were planned Thursday evening at a park and local church. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Flooding from a burst water main at Boston's Brigham and Women's Hospital has disrupted services for about 200 patients seeking to have children through in vitro fertilization. Hospital spokesperson Jessica Pastor says all frozen embryos and eggs remain safe inside cryogenic tanks in the lab, but that lab staff can't open the tanks until the risk of mold inside damp walls is mitigated. She said the process would likely take a month. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.